Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves on Daf Dalad Amud Bet. That's 4b, almost towards the top. There are two dots that are two, four, six lines from the top, three words in from the line, and we'll start there. This series of recordings is a joint project of the OU Department of Synagogue Services, OU Torah, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. In our Mishnah, we've been discussing a number of items that are not permitted to be done agriculturally, agricultural work, on either Chol HaMoed, the intermediate days of the festival, or on Shvi'it, the seventh sabbatical year in the land of Israel. So one of those items that's mentioned in the Mishnah, and on the sixth line down from the top, you see it's in between the two dots that look like colons. That's a quotation from the Mishnah. Ve'ein osiin ugiot ligfanim. One of the things that you're not supposed to do is to make round, circular ditches that you make underneath a bush. So for underneath a vine, you can make this circular ditch, and the ditch is a little lower than the area around it, and so you can fill it with water and use it as a little, it's kind of like a little pot area in order to irrigate the plant. So the Gemara is unfamiliar with the term ugiot, my ugiot. What are these ugiot? Amar of Yehuda, banki. They are banki. Now that doesn't help us at all because we don't know what ugiot are and we don't know what banki are. But Rav Yehuda knew what banki were. That's what they called them in his neighborhood. And banki also means, some kind of little circular ditch. Tanya Nami Hachi, we also learn in a Braita. Eluhin ugiot. These are what they call ugiot. Bididin, shebi ikre zeitim, vishebi ikre gefanim. They are bididin, which are also little circular ditches that are found at the roots of olive trees and at the roots of vine trees or vine bushes. I did see a girsa somewhere that said that it wasn't bididin, although in the Koran they say the bididin is the name, that a bidid is the name of a hoe. But since it's the kind of hoe that you use to dig a circular ditch, then the ditches that you made with them became known as bididin. But I saw another girsa that called them bririn, which is a little like bore, like a pit, but bririn would mean like little pitlets. So anyway you look at it, these are those little circular ditches. V'har of Yehuda shara libnei bar tzitai lemevad banke lekarmehon. Let's take that one step at a time. But we have a tradition that Rav Yehuda, or we have a story that Rav Yehuda permitted shara libnei bar tzitai to the people of bar tzitai, which is either a place or the name of a person and his family, lemevan, to make banke, little circular ditches, lekarmehon, for their vineyards. And presumably this meant on Chol HaMoed or on the seventh year. So he permitted them to do it. And it says in our Mishnah that you're not allowed to do it. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, it's not a problem. Habchati habatiki. There's a difference between creating new circular ditches around your trees and habatike, and creating old ditches around, or refreshing old ditches around your trees. Now, the simple way of reading this, and the way Rashi reads it, is that viewing it through the prism of tircha, that you're not allowed to do too much effort on Chol HaMoed. So if you have an atiki, an old ditch, so there was a circular ditch that was made last season, and you're just fixing it up, you're just digging it out a little and refreshing it, that's not so much tircha. On the other hand, if you have to dig a brand new ditch from scratch, that is quite a lot of effort. So when Rav Yehuda permitted them to do it, he was permitting them just to refresh old ditches. There is another way of looking at it. There's some Rishonim that read it the opposite way. Instead of viewing it through the prism of tircha, you could view it through the prism of pseida, of loss, and say, if you have a situation of atike, old ditches, the ditches are probably good enough all by themselves to last through Chol HaMoed, and so therefore you don't have a good enough reason to fix them now. On the other hand, if your tree doesn't have an ugia right now, it doesn't have one, then the tree might be at risk of being lost if you don't dig one over Chol HaMoed, and therefore you have permission to dig it to avoid the loss. These, of course, are two opposite conclusions. The halacha, as it's paskin by Shulchan Aruch and by the Mishnah Berurah, is in accordance with the first opinion. In other words, you may refresh an old ugia, an old circular ditch, as long as, the Mishnah Berurah says, the outline of the previous ugia is still visible. Okay, that takes us to our next set of two dots. Reb Elazar ben Azariah Omer, this is back to our Mishnah. Reb Elazar ben Azariah says, Ein osin et ha'ama. He says, you may not dig, or you may not make, an irrigation channel on Chol HaMoed and on Shvi'it, and on the seventh year. Bishlama Moed, says the Gemara, I understand why you can't do this on Chol HaMoed. Mishum de Katarach, because building an irrigation channel is quite a bit of work. And since it's so much labor, we'll assume that it's too much tircha for Chol HaMoed. Ela Shvi'it, my taima, but for the seventh year, what's the reason? So tircha is not a category that we use related to the sabbatical year. All we're saying is that actual agricultural labor is forbidden. And in the case of digging a irrigation channel, since you're not actually irrigating or hoeing or anything like that, then what's the reason why it would be forbidden? Pligi bo Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Abba bar Memel. So there was a disagreement between Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Abba bar Memel as to the reason why this might be problematic. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I'm in the first wide line. Chad Amar, one says, Mipnei shenir eh, or nir a ke'oder, that it appears as if you are hoeing. So in order to dig an irrigation channel, you're going to have to dig with a shovel. And digging with a shovel appears as if you're hoeing. Now, I would think, and it's interesting because in the Ron, it has this girsa a few times, but they fix it, that this is an issue of chofer, which we know that digging out or chofer or choresh, that plowing is forbidden on these days, even though, and we had a discussion earlier in the Gemara about whether or not you got malko, whether or not you got lashes for doing it. But here, this seems like choresh, that you're actually digging it out, which is a preparatory act to then planting. But here it compares it to Oder, which is hoeing. To me, it would seem like hoeing is a much less intensive activity. In digging out an irrigation ditch, you're really removing a lot of material, whereas in hoeing, you're just trying to loosen the top layer of soil. That's what he says. So the first opinion is that it will appear as if you're hoeing, which is a forbidden act on the seventh year. And because it might look that way, they made a gzera that clearly would be a rabbinic prohibition to dig such a channel. The Chad Amar, and the other one says, Mipnei shemachshir agapeha lizria, because you are preparing her wings. That's what agapeha usually means, but here it means the flanks, the sides of the channel, lizria, for planting. The way Rashi explains this, the general explanation, is that you're removing all the dirt in order to dig the channel, and you're piling that dirt up on the sides of the channel. So basically, by putting freshly turned earth on the sides of the channel, you make that a very fertile ground for growing, and you're getting it ready to grow, which is something that would be an agricultural activity that would be forbidden on the seventh year. My Benaihu, what is the difference between them? In other words, give me a case that illustrates the nafkamina, the difference between them. Iga Benaihu, there is between them. Deka atumaya batrei, if water will come afterwards. In other words, if you're really about to, if you're using the irrigation channel immediately, you're going to put water through there. This would be a test case between the two of them. Manda amar pimnesha machshir agapeha lizria, the one who says that you're preparing the sides of the channel for planting, ika, then there's a problem because now you're going to have water coursing through there, and that is the next step in the planting process, or that's the next step in the irrigation process in order to grow stuff on the side of the channel. Umanda amar pimpnesha nir ake oder, and the one who says that it looks like you're hoeing, leka, it's not a problem because when you're hoeing, you don't put water through there. So the act of dredging out the irrigation channel, which immediately becomes filled with water, does not appear like hoeing. And there is another distinction between these two opinions, which is one is focused on the way things look. Are people going to think that you're hoeing? And then they'll get the wrong opinion that hoeing is allowed on Shvi'it and will cause confusion. Or is it what you're actually doing, not just what it looks like, but you're actually preparing the ground so that it is easier to plant on because now you have soft, freshly turned earth. So the Gemara asks, though, Ulamanda amar mipnei shenir ka oder, the one who thinks that the reason why this is forbidden is because it looks like you're hoeing, lechush, let him be concerned, mipnei shemachshir agapeha lizria, that you're preparing the sides of the channel for planting. Why isn't he concerned about that? Meaning, why can't he be concerned about both of them? He can be concerned that it looks like hoeing and that it's preparing the sides of the bank for channel. You have two reasons why it's forbidden. So the Gemara accepts this challenge and suggests another way of looking at it. El Ika by Naihu, let us say that there is between them, or Ella, rather, ikabainai, there is between them, a different case. The kashakil mine, when he takes the dirt from it, so the kashakil mine, he takes it from it, vishade libarai, and he throws it outside. In other words, he's not piling the fresh dirt on the sides of the channel, he is flinging it, and Rashi says that he's flinging it in a, not piling it up, but just flinging it in a loose sort of way outside the channel. So he's not really getting it ready for planting. He's just getting rid of the dirt. Lamanda amar mipnei shemachshir agapeh halizria. So the one who says that he's preparing the sides of the channel for planting, leka, there's no problem because he's flinging the dirt away from the channel. Lamanda amar mipnei shenir ake oder. But the one who says that it looks like he's hoeing, ika, then there is. It does look like he's hoeing because he's, you know, digging in the dirt. So the Gemara asks us, flips the question. Ulamanda amar mipnesha machshir agapeha lizria. So now the one who says that the problem is that you're preparing the sides of the bank for planting, lechush mipnesha nirka oder, why aren't they concerned that it looks like hoeing? Meaning, both of these seem like legitimate concerns. Why does each opinion hold only one of them? So the first time we did this, related to the Nirika Oder, we said, yes, he should be concerned about both of them unless he throws all the dirt away from the side of the bank. What about the other guy? He says it's Nirika Oder. So shouldn't he also be concerned that you're preparing the sides of the bank? Shouldn't the one who says that you're preparing the sides of the bank for planting, shouldn't he also be concerned that it looks like hoeing? So the Gemara, in this case, answers it up. Oder Nami... It's the truth about hoeing is kika shakil, when you take the dirt when you're hoeing, biduchte manachle, in its place is where you put it. Meaning hoeing is turning the earth over but not removing the earth. So when you are shoveling the earth and putting it outside of the channel, that does not look like oder. It's only oder if you turn it over and put it back where it was. Which I think is a good refutation. I don't know why that's not a refutation for the other opinion. Although that may explain why the Chachamim permit this. Meaning, in our Mishnah, the opinion of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah is that digging an irrigation channel is forbidden. But the Chachamim, the sages, oppose him, and they say that it is permitted. Perhaps they're permitted because it's possible to refute each of these opinions. Now we have a slightly different version of this teaching. Ameimar matni la. Ameimar taught this discussion in a slightly different way. When he learned it, he said, Mifnei shenira ke oder. He said clearly the problem here is that it looks like it's hoeing. He did not bring in the question of preparing the sides of the channel for planting. To Amemar, it seemed clear that it was about hoeing, but he had a different problem. V'kasha leid Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, adar Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. If Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah really held that the problem here is that it looks like it's hoeing, then it would seem like he always has a problem with things that appear to be hoeing, but we have a case in which it seems like he doesn't care about that. Umi amar Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, and who says, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says, kol shenira ka'oder asur, that anything that appears like hoeing is forbidden. Urimini, I'll bring you a contradiction, where it seems like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah holds that doing something that appears like hoeing is permitted. This case is talking about the sabbatical year, so it's a similar topic. It's talking about the Shemitah year, and it's talking about fertilizer. So one of the things you can't do on the sabbatical year is fertilize your field, which is part of preparing it for planting. So the question is, what if you have some fertilizer and you don't want it to go to waste, you don't want to have a loss, and you want to store it on your field? So what is the permissible ways in which you can store it on your field? So first we have the Tanakama, who's going to give an opinion here. Oseh adam et zivlo otsar. A person is permitted on the sabbatical year to make his zevel, zivlo, his fertilizer, otsar, into a storage area where he stores the fertilizer for after the Shemitah year. Rabbi Meir, so that's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Meir says, Oser, it's forbidden, ad sheyamik shlosha tvachim, it's forbidden unless he digs down 3 tvachim into the ground and stores it there. So it's recessed. Or unless he lifts it 3 tefachim off the ground. Because in that way, it's clear that he's not fertilizing it. He's storing it. By lifting it up or lowering it, that's not the way that you fertilize. In fertilizing, you just put it on top of the ground. Hayelo davar muad, if he had a small amount of fertilizer on his field already, mosif ala v'holich, then he can add to it, he can continue to add to the pile, because since he had a pile there already, it's clear that he's not fertilizing his field, he's just storing the fertilizer. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he is our key guy here, he's what we're talking about, oser, he says it's forbidden to store your fertilizer, ad she ya'amik shlosha, until you lower it three tfachim, or ad she yagbiya shlosha, or unless you add it, unless you lift it up three tefachim, or unless you put it on a rock, because if you put it on the rock, then clearly it's not touching the ground, it's meant to be stored there on the rock. Now, according to this, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is saying that it is permissible to dig three tefachim into your ground in order to store the fertilizer. Why isn't he concerned that when you dig three tefachim into the ground, that it's like the shenira ke'oder, that it will look like he's hoeing? After all, he's digging in the ground here in order to store his fertilizer, just like he was digging in the ground in order to build the irrigation channel. Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Abba bar Memel. So Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Abba bar Memel will explain. Chad Amar, one of them says, kigon sheheemik. This just means that it's only permitted to store fertilizer if it was recessed by three tefachim, but it doesn't say that he should do it on the festival. So sheheemik means he had already deepened it. He already dug it out before the festival. He's just storing the fertilizer there. So it's not actually saying that he's allowed to dig it on the festival. It means had he dug it already, he can store the fertilizer there. V'chadamar, and the other one says, zivlo mochiach alav. Another one says, no, the fact that he's putting fertilizer there shows that he's not doing it. So just, it might be nireka oder if he was just digging, but the fact that he's digging and putting his fertilizer there, which is kind of similar to digging and then immediately running the water through there, shows that he's not hoeing, and therefore it would be permitted. And that's how we touch it up, according to Amemar, that even though Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah thinks that doing things that appear like hoeing are problematic on the sabbatical year, if there is some other corroborating information that shows that he's not really hoeing, then it is permitted. We'll stop there and continue in our next recording. Have a wonderful day.